Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the 8th chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Chamesh Sloim Shel Ben B'Mana Tzari. The 5 shekels to redeem a firstborn son were in the currency of Tzur. It's a type of currency we'll discuss in the Bar Nur exactly what that is. Shloshim Shel Eved, the 30 of a slave, the chamishim shel ones v'shel mafate, and the 50 that go to a woman who's raped or seduced, umeya shel motzi shemra, and the 100 that the slanderer has to pay his bride who he slanders, kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manetzari. All of these are the same currency, the shekel hakodesh, which is the same as the mane of tzur. V'chulan niftin b'kesef u'b'shava kesef chutz min hashkalim. And for all of these things, one can redeem using currency or something that's worth currency, except when it comes to the half shekel that needs to be given annually. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Chamesh Shloim Shel Ben, the 5 shekels of the firstborn son. Hasel Ha'amor B'Mishnah, Hu HaShekel Ha'amor B'Torah, B'Chol Makom. So when the Mishnah talks about a sela, that's the same as when the Torah talks about a shekel. Upa'amim nikra b'Torah kesef, and sometimes in the Torah it's called kesef, silver. Chamishim kesef, 50 silver. Mea kesef, 100 silver. V'hu ha'yibi me Moshe, shekel shlosh me'os ve'esrim grine sa'ora. And in the time of Moshe, this coin was worth 320. This was the weight of it, 320 barley corns. Ubabayesheni hosifu alav v'haluhu l'mishkal shlosh meos u'shmonim v'arba sa'ora. And in the time of the Second Temple, they increased its value, they increased its weight, and they made it worth 384 barley corns. So they increased the size of the shekel. V'chein monin hayom l'chamesh slaim shel ben. So nowadays, when we count the 5 shekels that we need to redeem a son, nimsu chamesh slaim hashekel, we find that these 5 silver shekels, Elefetisha meos ve'esrim. It's 1,920 sa'oros benonios shel kesef mezukak. So it's 1,920 barley grains of pure silver. B'manatzori, the Tyrian mana. Hayotzi b'bendinas tzur, it comes from the country of Tzur. V'kol kesef shel Torah, kagon chamesha sloyim shel ben, Shloshim shel eved, v'chamishim shel ones u'mafata, and all the silver shekels of the Torah, whether we're talking about the 5 for the son, or the 30 for the slave, or the 50 for the girl who was raped or seduced, umea shel motzi shemra, or the 100 for the slanderer to pay, kulam b'manatzori, shehu kesem zukak. All of these are in the Tyrian measure, which is pure silver. V'chol ha'kesef shehu medivrehem. But whenever we're talking about money for rabbinic fees, Kagon haknosos, for example, fines that people have to pay. Uksubas isha ledivrei harambam, or a woman's marital contract according to the opinion of the Rambam. Kulam kesef mandina, all of that is in local currency. She'echad mishmona chalakim shebehem kesef. V'shiva chalakim nechoshes. And when it comes to local currency, it's 1/8 silver and 7/8 copper. Avarobosai haru sheksubas besula yesh lo din kesef shel Torah. But the rabbis ruled that the Ksuba of a virgin has a law of kesef according to the Torah. Shekein ksasiv kemohar besulos, because the Torah says, like the value of besulos. Umasan zuz hein shel kesef naki, and that's 200 zuz of pure silver. Umishkal kol zuz tishim v'sheish sa'oros, and the weight of a zuz is 96 barley corns. V'chulin niftin, and everything can be redeemed with money or something worth money, except for the shekel. Hachikamar, this is what it means to say. V'chol ha'nefadim niftim b'kesef u'b'shav b'kesef. Everything that one needs to redeem can be redeemed with silver or something that's worth silver. Chutz min hashkalim, except for shekels. Kol ha'niftin kagon b'chor adam v'hekdeshos. Anything redeemed like a human firstborn and sanctified objects. Niftin b'en b'kesef b'mishav b'kesef. Those can be redeemed either with money or something worth money. Chutz min hashkalim, except for the shekel. Shehabal lishkol machasit hashekel tzarech sheyitein oso mikesef naki matbea mitzuvir. So when someone goes to give his annual half shekel, that has to be in coin form, stamped with an image. V'lo shav kesef, and you can't bring something that's worth money. You can't say, here's a nice hat, here's a book, picture frame. None of these things work. You have to give an actual coin. Umaisa sheni nami. And when it comes to second tithe also, ein nifte ela b'madbeah shel kesef sheyesh alav tzura v'lo b'shava kesef. That also has to be given with actual money, coins stamped with an image, and not with something that's worth money, dichsiv, because the Torah says, v'tzarta hakesef biyadcha, it says you should tie the money in your hand, and from the use of the word tsar, the tsari resh, it says, kesef sheyesh alav tzura, it infers that it's money that has an image on it. Mishneches, ein podin, lo b'avadim, lo b'shtaros, v'lo b'karkos, v'lo b'hekdeshos. So we don't redeem a firstborn by giving in slaves, or giving in documents, or giving the Kohen land. And then it says v'lo b'hekdeshos. That doesn't mean we can't give the Kohen sanctified things. That means that when it comes to sanctified things, the rule is the same. We cannot redeem using slaves and documents and land. If someone writes a document to the Kohen saying, I owe you 5 shekels, so he needs to give him 5 shekels. This document doesn't do any good. He needs to actually give him money, and the son is not redeemed until he gives him. And this is over and above what he wrote in the document obligating himself. Paying off the document doesn't do it. He has to give him an additional 5 on top of that. Lefikach, therefore, im rotza ha-kohen litein lo matana. If the Kohen wants to give him back 5 shekels as a gift, roshoi, he's permitted to do so. Hamafrish pidyon beno v'avad. If someone puts aside 5 shekels to redeem his son and loses it, chayiv bachriyuso, he must replace it, shenemar, because the Torah tells us, yeh lecha, it shall be for you, upoda tifte, and he shall be redeemed. And as we'll see in the Bart Nuro, you, in this pasuk, means the Kohen. All right, let's look at the Bart Nuro. Ein podin. We don't redeem using a bunch of things that's about to be listed. So it says, Bechor Adam. So what don't we redeem? We don't redeem the human firstborn. Lo ba'avadim, not with slaves. Af agav de amrin la'el b'kesef u'b'shava kesef. Even though we said before that one can use money and something worth money, ein podin lo ba'avadim. We don't redeem using slaves. V'lo b'shtaros, not with documents. She'im yesh lo shtar shel chavero b'chamesh slayim. If he has an IOU from his friend that's worth 5 shekels. V'nasnu l'kohen, and he gives it to the kohen. She'igba oso chov b'pidyon b'no, that he should collect this debt and use the money to redeem his son. Ein b'no padoy, his son is not redeemed by doing this. V'lo b'hekdeshos, and similarly not with sanctified objects. Klomar, meaning to say, V'lo ha-hekdeshos nami, meaning you can't do this for sanctified objects either. Ein podin o son, lo ba'avadim, lo b'shtaros, v'lo b'karkos. One cannot redeem sanctified objects by giving in slaves or documents or land. Kasav l'kohen shehu chayev lo chamesh slayim, if one writes an IOU to the Kohen that I am obligated to pay you 5 shekels, so this document is worth 5 shekels. Dvar Torah, but no padoy l'kishiyitein. According to strict Torah law, his son would be redeemed when he gave the Kohen this document. Uma tam amru yitein ubino eno podoy. So what's the reason they said he has to give him 5 different shekels and his son is not redeemed until he does so? Gzeira shema yamru podin bishtaros. It's a preventative measure because I can't give the Kohen an IOU that I'm holding from someone else. If I give him an IOU of my own, people might think an IOU is okay. They might think I can redeem using a document. So even though there's a difference between my document and a third party document, they didn't want people to get confused, so they did not permit this. Lefikach, therefore, what's therefore? Therefore, if the guy overpays 5 shekels, the Kohen is permitted to return 5 shekels to him because he ended up getting 10. So we say that he's obligated to give the Kohen 5 additional shekels in order to redeem his son. And if the Kohen wants to return them and give them to the father as a gift, he's permitted to do so. But there's no other rectification for this situation. And even though the Kohen is permitted to return these 5 shekels to the father of the child as a gift, im das avi haben, so meches bevadai sheyachzer lo hakohen hachamesh slayim. If the father of the son is relying on the fact that the Kohen will definitely return these 5 shekels to him, ein haben podoy bein hechazir hakohen bein lo hechazir. If the father is relying on getting the money back, then the son is not redeemed whether or not the Kohen actually ends up giving it back. Kach nira min hagemara, and this we see from the Gemara. Finally, if he loses the money, he has to replace it. Shenemar yelecha upado tifte, because it says this money will be for you, and then he will be redeemed. Kishi yelecha hapidyon az beno padoi. When you get the money, that's when the son is redeemed. V'hai kra la'aron nemar. And in this pasuk, God was speaking to Aaron. He was speaking to the Kohen, and that's how we know that it's the Kohen who has to have the money. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter.